Okay, today's daf is Shvius Daf Vav. Shvius Daf Vav. And we are on Hey Amid Beis, a couple of lines from the bottom. There's 2 points from yesterday that I did not get to mention. And that is, one, the Gemara discusses whether the din of that we have been learning is based on a din d'araisa, halacha Moshe Misinai, or a din d'rabanan. That was the question the Gemara quoted. The Gemara quoted a number of sets of halacha Moshe Misinai, right? Arava and Nisach HaMayim and Eser Netios, which is the context of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah has, remember, the 10 little young trees, the saplings. One, if there are 10, so then one is allowed to plow the entire Beisa until Rosh Hashanah. So there's a chumra that you need 10, but there's a kula that it could be all the way until Rosh Hashanah, not stopping earlier by Shavuos, by the older trees. By the older trees, you only need 3, as long as they produce a certain amount. But that could only be done until Shavuos, and that is because once you plow out to Shavuos, that's enough. The big trees have enough strength. But the saplings are very young and delicate, that if you don't plow around them and water them all the way until Rosh Hashanah, they're going to die. And that's why it is allowed. Probably the parallel, one might say, Ke'en d'oraisa tikkun. Again, every din d'rabbanan has a din d'oraisa that is parallel after. We'll get to, Be'ez Hashem, and this is the Gemara in Moed Katan also, within the world of d'rabbanan malachas. Remember, we mentioned almost every activity that we do during Shemitah is d'rabbanan, except for the 4 of Zeria and Zomer, planting and meaning seeding and pruning and harvesting in the wrong way, in a certain way, that's a problem. But all other malachas on during Shemitah is d'rabbanan. We'll learn about many of them in the coming prakim. So the rabbanan are also mechalik there by all of those malachas. If it's done for the health of the tree, to better the tree, that's a problem. But if it's done just to prevent the tree and saving the tree, that's allowed. So where does such a concept come from? So we just said that even the Tosefes, as long as it's for the betterment of the tree, so the tree doesn't die, then it's allowed. Again, it's not a rule that goes across the board, but there's elements of it. That's the chilik between the Netios and the Zakenos. So in that Gemara from yesterday, so we had a discussion about Nisach HaMayim, and whether it's Daraisa, whether it's Rabbanan, all of these halachas. And the Gemara mentioned Rabbi Babar Zavti in the name of Reb Chunya, right in the middle of the daf. It said, Arava Nisach HaMayim and Esod Atios, Mi Yisod HaNeviim Heim. They're from the Yisod of the Neviim, which I didn't focus on yesterday, I just said Drabanan. And the Gemara said, am I Palik? And what's, is there a Machlokas here? So the Gemara said, no, maybe it was Halakha Moshe B'Sinai, but then it was forgotten. And then they got it back with their amazing hard work and learning, and they were able to come up with that Halakha Moshe B'Sinai again. But in the Mara Foldan, Yisod HaNeviim, it said, Garcinan, Mi Yisod HaNeviim, V'cheina Gersa B'Shas Ze Ube Bavli. In the Bavli, it says, Mi Yisod HaNeviim HaAchronim, right? We took out the word of our Gemara that said HaRishonim. We took out that word. No, really, it was the Yisod HaNeviim HaAchronim. The late Neviim Achronim were the ones that re-came up with it. Who are they? Chagai, Zachariah, Umalachi. Tiknu, Elu, Shlosh, Advarim. Right? The Mara Folda says, the last 3 Neviim that we know of. Chagai, Zachariah, Malachi. Right? That's why at the end of Malachi, the last Navi, it says, Zichra Torah Moshe Avdi, remember the Torah of Moshe, because this is basically the sign-off. This is the last message that we're going to get from all Neviim. And that's why it says, remember Torah's Moshe. And what does it say? That Hine Anochi Shalech Lachem Es Eliyahu Navi, Lefnei Bo Yom HaShem HaGodol HaNora. Zechariah, Malachi is telling us that the next Navi is going to be Eliyahu Navi. He's going to come and let you know that the Geula is happening. Right, that's the end of Nevuah, which is, now there's a break until we have the Eliyahu Navi, is Megala himself. I like to quote a comment of Rav Soloveitchik in Ish HaEmuna about these last Neviim. He talks there on page 34, 35 in Ish HaEmuna HaBodeid. He says, why is it that, if we think about the Neviim, some of those last Neviim were members of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Right, there was one time there was a group of 120 great leaders that got together and they made many takanas. Most of their laws have to do with we think they did everything, thousands of rules. But the ones that we know of, and a major one is Kiddush and Avdallah, Tfilos and Brachos. Right, the nusach of Kiddush and Avdallah and Tfilos and Brachos. Mostly Tfilos and Brachos. Right? Without them, what would we do all day? Without Brachos and without davening, so our day would look much different. If we would just be involved in mitzvahs, brachas, without davening, our day would be very, very different. So they're responsible. They're responsible for that. So why dafka did they do that at that moment? Let's say tefillah. Why dafka did the Nevi'im establish tefillah, obviously the Avos davened, and they davened in Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, but the structure of tefillah that we have, and the words of tefillah that we use, right? Why dafka at that moment did they decide to formalize tefillah? To formalize tefillah. That's the Rav Soloveitchik's issue. So he says that what is tefillah? Tefillah is a covenantal connection between man and God. Ki mahus ha-tefillah hi chavayat habris shel eschabrus imho elokim v'adibur elav. That's what it is. It's connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest of ways. It's exactly what nevuah is. Tefillah is a hemshech of nevuah. It's just that by nevuah, Hashem is talking to us, and by tefillah, we are talking to Hashem. It's the same content of the connection, but the question is, who is starting and who is talking in the conversation? Every conversation needs two people, two beings, one talking and one listening. So tefillah is a hemshech of nevuah. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, the Anshei Knesset Gedola, the last Nevi'im, knew that nevuah was ending. And they would not and could not accept the terrible, tragic reality that there wouldn't be no more communication and connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. So if they said, if you're not going to talk to us, we're going to talk to you. And that's why tefillah was born, dafka at that moment, to be a continuation of nevuah. Klal Shel Davar, says Rav Soloveitchik beautifully. Tefillah, he doesn't need my adjectives, but this is one of the most powerful pieces. Klal Shel Davar, tefillah v'nevuah hein shtei hagdaros nir darfos. They're two synonymous concepts. L'dusia chanose ofi shel bris beinu alokim v'adam. Achein, kilas ha-tefillah nolda ba'os ha-shah mamish kishakehilas ha-nevuah higia l'kitza. As nevuah was ending, tefillah was starting. V'kasher kilas ha-tefillah ba'a la'olam ha-ruach shel Yehudia kadum lo yimiras kilas ha-nevuah. We didn't reject prophecy. Ela hinsicha osa, we made it eternal. Hatfilah hi hemshich shel hanevuah v'agudah shel mispalim mimemela agudah shel nevi'im. The difference is only l'seder bo mitnahel, not l'tochen shel adusiach. Bo'od shebedokilas hanevi'im ha'alokim nokei b'yozma hu medaber v'adam mazin harei b'kilas hatfilah ha'yozma ba mina adam hu medaber v'alokim mazin. Then skipping a couple of lines, here, this is what I said before. Heim sirvu lihikana. They would not accept lemitzius historis achzaris zu. Velo nitnu ledu siach beinu alokim v'adam listayim. Ki ashekatz hagadola yadu ki be'ikvos hi almoso shal du siach zu. If you don't have this, so then the entire intimate relationship between man and Jew and God will be affected negatively, and therefore they created tefillah right at that moment. So that's what we see. What we see, the Yisod HaNevi'im and the Girsa that the Bavli has, and how we understand that is the Yisod HaNevi'im Achronim. That's the Anshei Gedola wanted to create keep the communication lines open between the Jew and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why their focus was talking to Hashem. Kiddush and Avdallah and Brachas and Tfilas, right? That's what the Anshei Knesset Gedola did. Good. So then the Gemara said they were the ones that brought back what was already known by Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, it was known Eser Netios, and then it was forgotten, and then through their hard work, they brought it back. And let's go back to that line of the Gemara, about 8 lines off at the bottom. Lo lameitcha, shekol davar shebez denos denavshem alav, everything that bezed is moser nefesh for. But this is Mesiris Nefesh of Amelos Batorah. Right? This is just other types of Mesiris Nefesh which we have. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Mesiris Nefesh of trying to understand the Torah, of Amelos Batorah, that's Mesiris Nefesh. This is exactly the Mesiris Nefesh that Rav Moshe Feinstein talks about in the Hakdama to the Igros Moshe, where the Rav Moshe talks about, who am I to write this Sefer? That's the first paragraph. Who am I? I don't know why I'm writing this. People ask me questions, and I answer them, but I'm not sure there are many great rabbis throughout the generations, and I'm not on the level of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and I'm not on the level of the Vilna Gaon, and I'm not on the level of the Rambam and the Rishonim, so why am I writing the Sefer? But he says, look, but I understand that if I'm asked questions, it must be that people want to hear my answers, and, you know, every rabbi in every generation has to do the best he can. That's what he says. And as long as he does what he says, decided after This is the key line for us now. After much hard work and focus and mesiras nefesh to try to come up with amita shel Torah, so then he has an ability and obligation even to paskin and to share his view. And that's what we've spoken about this in other contexts, in the sugya of Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. Rav Moshe here talks about two levels of MS. There's MS, what we would call MS la'amita, there's ultimate MS, and then there's MS la'hora'a. There's an MS regarding psak. If a posek does all the hard work and goes through the process properly. Let me read that line, because that's what I wanted to bring out. U'mechuyev la'horos. We start the line, here it is. Avo mitam shenachal anis daiti. Shayu rashonu mechuyavim chach miyadoros v'achronim la'horos. Even the later generations have an obligation to paskin. Av shelo hayu nechshavim igiyah la'hora v'doros chach miyagamara. Even though in the earlier generations they wouldn't be considered, you know, great rabbis in the earlier generations. Sheish vadei lachush ulai lo kivnu amidas hadin kvishu be'emes klapi shmaya. Maybe I didn't come up with a right pshak. Maybe I'm wrong, quote unquote. Rav Moshe says, in this context, there's no wrong. There's two different levels of MS. There's MS in Shamayim, and then there's the MS that the rabbi came up with. That's also an MS. Almost MS lahora'a kfar nemar lo bashamayim hi. That's not. Let's lobash shemayim. Ela kfisha nira lahachacham sheacharei. What appears to the rabbi, to the posek, acharei sheiyein karoi levar alah b'shasu poskim. If he properly put in the time to clarify the halacha in shas and poskim, kfi kocho bekovid rosh ubiyira me'Hashem yizbarach, with seriousness and heaviness and focus and yiras Hashem. And he thinks this is the halacha, that's an emes. Umechuyav lahoros kein, af im be'etzem galya klape shmaya she'eno kein apirish. Even though upstairs in Shemayim, maybe that's not the ultimate pshat, but it doesn't matter, that's not what we go by. Hashem created different levels of emes. That's where Moshe's understanding of Elu ve'elu, Dibri Elokim Chaim, and he gets schar in his ora, even though it doesn't reach the ultimate level of emes. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says the same idea in Parshas Bereishis. Parshas Bereishis, regarding a fascinating medrash on this week's parsha, on Parshas Bereishis, where the medrash says that Bishas Briyas Olam, all the malachim gathered together in groups, and they said, "Oh, create man, don't create man." There was a machlokas upstairs. What was the machlokas? I have to remember the four teams. MS said, don't create. MSO, don't create, because kulo sheker. Kulo sheker. And chesed said, create. Because hu gomel chasadim. Because man does chesed all the time. And then tzedek said, don't create. And, MS said, don't create. And I think tzedek said, do create. Shakulo ktata. Shalom said, don't create. Tzedek says, don't create. So Shalom and Emes said, don't create. And Tzedek and Chesed said, create. So it's a two-on-two. So what's Hashem going to do? So the Medrash says, Hashem took Emes, threw it to the earth, and then it was two against one. And therefore, the creation could go on. So the question, what does that mean? Well, that's one of the first one. The bottom of the Medrash say, yeah, it was only two against one. So why did Hashem throw Emes down? Right? Why didn't he throw, the other one down? Tzedek. Shalom. So the Rabbi Yaakov explains, no, it doesn't mean that Hashem Dafka picked one. He Dafka threw MS down because he created a new type of MS. An MS Artsis. There's an MS Shamaimis upstairs, and then there's an MS Artsis, there's an MS that flows from the earth. Emetz me'aretz titzmach, as the Pasuk says. And Rabbi Yaakov, it's the same idea as Rabbi Moshe, these great contemporary rabbis, Rabbi Moshe and Rabbi Yaakov, who were nifter very close together also. But that is the message that our Moshe gives us, that to be moser nefesh, to come up with amita shel Torah. And that's following this Yerushalmi that we had this line also back in Meseches Peah, the beginning of Peah, that again, any bezdin, that's nosin nafshim alav, that's nosin nafsho, moser nefesh, to come up with the truth of Torah, then it is going to be, sofol is kayim biyadam, is going to last. Let's continue. Va'asya ki d'amar Rav Huna. And it's similar to what Rav Mana. Rav Mana says right here, ki lo davar reku mikem. So that pasuk pshat means it's not something empty from you, as opposed towards the end of Dvarim. Dvarim has all of these pump up and psych up psukim to read the whole pasuk. Ki lo davar reku mikem, ki uchayechem. It's not something empty from you. It's your life, meaning Torah. So the Gemara Darshins read that as one whole sentence. Im reku mikem. If you think it's empty, if you think there's something missing in Torah Mikem, it's your chisaron. Im davar reku mikem. Lama sheinat migembo. If I'm not working so hard, and if I think Torah is missing something, it's because I'm not working hard enough. Not working hard enough at Torah. Kihi chayechem. It's the continuation of the positive. It should be kihu chayechem. Emasehu chayechem is b'shach the migembo. Right, when we're working hard in Talmud Torah, so then that is chayenu, as we say in Ma'ariv every night. Kihem chayenu v'orech yamenu. Right, this is our life, and the Rambam talks about that at length in Hilchos Talmud Torah, where the Rambam in Perek Gimel, I think it is, he discusses the amelus that one has to have, and the amelus that the great rabbis in Chazal, they were all chot ve'etzim and shov ve'mayim, but they still created what they created in Torah. Maybe just read one Rambam. Gimel Yud Beis. Okay, and all based on Chazal. Ein divrei Torah miskayim b'misha marpa atzmo alehen. Torah is not miskayim with somebody who is soft in Torah. Below be'elu shalom d'mitoch idun d'mitoch achilu v'shasiyah. El b'misha meimis atzmo alehen. U'mitzar gufo tamid. Lo yitei shnas la'ina v'laf apav tenuma. We have to fight the melchamta shel Torah. And just like in a real melchama, soldiers don't sleep. Sleep for 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there. Sometimes we have to take away some sleep to be able to learn properly and to focus and to work hard. I think the Ksos is quoted as saying, right? We know the Ksos has the Ksos and the Avni Miluim and the Shev Shmaisa. Those are his three major works. The Ksos on Choshe Mishpat and the Avni Miluim on Evin Ezer and the Shev Shmaisa on Sugyas of Rov and Chazaka and Safik, which by the way is the most popular topic for Achronim to write Svarim on. For some reason, some of the major, right, we have Pirushim on Shulchan Aruch and Pirushim on Shas by many of the Achronim. But what topics do we have? So we have Garmi, like we have the Ramban wrote a Kuntras Din into Garmi. But we have, on the topic of Rov and Chazaka, we have the Shev Shmaitza, we have the Shar Yosher, right, we have Kuntras Asvekos, we have Tukfal Kohen, right, we have a number, that topic mesmerized the Achronim, and there's so many facets to it, but a number, and I'm missing some, but the Shach earlier, the Tukfal Kohen, and again, like I said, all of those, that's the, that topic has gotten the magnet of the Achronim. But why am I bringing this up? The Ksos once said that he thinks that the Ksos is the most famous and most used out of all three. That's what we call him, the Ksos. We don't call him the Avraham Miluim. Rabbi Leva Cohen Heller. But we call him the Ksos. Why? Because the Ksos he wrote earlier in his life when he had nothing. And he had to be Moser Nefesh so much to write it that he had no money and he had nothing. So he feels that's why there was special Siyata D'Shmaya with that Sefer. And that is what, maybe that's why the Minchas Chinuch also was so popular, because the Minchas Chinuch, he was very, very poor. He didn't have any paper. He wrote on paper bags. He wrote on the wall. He wrote, and that's why in the old Minchas Chinuchs, the Rashi Tevis are unbelievable. They have like 15 letters. You got to figure out like what he's talking about. In the new Minchas Chinuch that everybody uses for the past 20 years, 30 years, the black one. So they opened up all of the Rashi Tevis. I once had a friend who liked using the old ones to try to figure it out. I don't know if that's a Messiah's Nefesh that you have to do, if it's being given to you on opened. But anyway, that's Bishah when we're Yageya Batorah. So that is brings different results. Okay, there's more by Amelus, but let's continue. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rabbi Chiya Barva Bavlaya Shrein Milan Salkan Bidechon. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael, right, one of the compilers, actually, at the Talmud Yerushalmi. He said to Rabbi Chiya Barva, who came up from Bavel, Shrein Milan Salkan Bidechon. There were two things that I know came up from you, from Bavel, that we accepted here in Eretz Yisrael. Mafshutisa de Tanisa, lying down flat on a fast day. What does that mean? We know there's an Issa Daraisa based on a pasuk at the end of Parshas Bahar called Evan Maskis. Right? We're not allowed to lie down, prostrate ourselves totally on a stone floor. Right? Because that's how the other nations serve their gods. And therefore, we're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed to do that. Right? So the Marafolda says, You need a hefsek, you need a break. That's what the Ramah quotes in Arachayim also, in Hilchas HaTachnun. You need a hefsek between your face and the floor. And that's why on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when they give out the paper towels, they're not giving out the paper towels in the shuls for the knees, right? Not to get your pants dirty. They're giving out the paper towels so there's a hefsek between one's face and the floor, right? And that's, you can have it on your knees too. But that's the Isser of Evan Maskis, right? That's why by Tachnun we go down on our arm, that's the Nefilas Apayim that we're showing over, that we're bent and in pain, davening to Hashem, but the one always needs a hefsik, right, between one's face and the floor. One's arm is oneself. I can't put my hand on my head for a yarmulke. I can't put my arm in front of my face to create a hefsek. That's why we need a hefsek. Some people put their sleeve down. They say, oh, you need a sleeve for tachanun. You need a hefsek for tachanun. Right? And that's why Rav Nevenzal writes in the Mishnah Berurah. He writes, you could use a table, you could use a sitter, you could use a shtender, as long as if your face is over your pants. Right, your pants is also a hefsek. As long as there's a hefsek between your face and the foot, but the tzura of tefillas apayim is our face falling down. Sometimes there are those that do tefillas apayim facing up, and they just go up against the wall and put their arm on top of them and to make sure their sleeve is pulled down. That's not, the tzura of tefillas apayim is facing towards the floor. But you need there's no din of covering the sleeve. There's a din of covering the face, right? And therefore, one has to do it in that way. But again, the Rabbi Yochanan says that there's an exception to the rule. That in Bavel they had the minhag of Koran Ushtachavin on fast days, on public fast days, right? Pashtushta de Ta'anisa, so then it would be, that's a minhag that became allowed because that was understood to be different. That's one. And number two, Va'arava de Yoma Shviyaya, and taking the Arava on the seventh day of Sukkot. What does that mean? Machlokes Pnei Moshe and the Mara Fulda, right here. Doesn't mean the Pnei Moshe says that the minhag, what we do to take on our Rava on the seventh day of Hoshana Rava, seventh day of Sukkot, to do something with the Hoshana, that's the minhag that came from Bavel and was brought to Eretz Yisrael, and that's what they do. That's what they do. That's what the Pnei Moshe says. Va'arava shenogin b'yom zayin shel chag umi Bavel nespashi deminhag she'osin zeichel ha'mikdash. Like we said yesterday, they did it on, they stood it up next to the Mizbeach on every day of Sukkot, and on Hoshana Rava they did it seventh. The Marafolda says no. The minhag that came from Bavel was that if the seventh day falls out on Shabbos, you don't take it. Not the minhag of taking it, but the minhag of not taking it on Shabbos, that's what was taken up. Even though the B'nai Bavel only did that Mishum Safik, because they didn't know when Shabbos was. And in B'nai Eretz Yisrael, they know the calendar. Afal Pikein, they accepted the minhag of B'nai Bavel. See the Marafolda. U'B'nai Eretz Yisrael, Abishim Pekin B'kfiyah D'Yarcha. Even though they're Bekiyin, they're experts. Lohem nami in adocha. Right? It's also not adocha. Again, this doesn't mean that we expanded this to all Yantav Shenis, right? But at least in terms of this minhag of taking the Hoshana, so this minhag was not done even on even Eretz Yisrael when there was no suffix. Okay, we continue. For Rabbanan to Kesar and Amri, the Rabbanan in Kesaria say Afhada Makazda. Another machlokas, Marafol de Pnei Moshe. What does this mean? The Marafolda says this means that makazta, that means somebody who is mekizdam, somebody who bloodlet. Somebody who bloodlet becomes weak. So this is a mushal, says the Marafolda, that's such a weak point that you made. And that is, it's arguing on the first din of Taina Sibur, of the minhag. V'lokoi rak al Taina Sibur, that on a Taina Sibur, it's also aser. No, you have to go on your side. You can't go flat-faced. Right, so the Rabbanan of Kisaron argued on the first of the two that we just said. The Pnei Moshe says, no, this is a third one. This is a third one. That we also accepted your practices of Akazas Dam, of bloodletting. There are different nihugim of bloodletting. Certain days of the week are better than other days of the week, as is discussed in Masechta Shabbos and the Bavli. So that's what's being referred to. That your bloodletting practices are also something that we accepted, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. We could talk about bloodletting, but let's first continue, and then we'll see. We'll talk about the refuos that are done in the Talmud, but not for now. So, Tani, we continue. Now back to the topic. Right, our topic is, when we have young netios, then if you have 10 in a besah, you can plow the whole besah until Rosh Hashanah. If you have 3 older trees, so then you can plow the whole besah until Shavuos, 3 older trees. So what happens if you have younger trees that produce like older trees, or older trees that produce very little like younger trees. That's the rest of the Amud today. Tani, Nitiya, and we'll have to change a couple of the Gersos. Tani, Nitiya, Me'ei Neser, what if you have young trees, but they produce like big trees? So do we say like, maybe you only need 3 of them, and then you can plow the whole Besah, because you don't need 10. Does something switch? V'zakena, Me'ei Shalosh, and an old tree that produces very little, only like the right me'ein. I'm sorry, I said it right, but I said the explanation right, but I didn't read the words right. Netia me'ein eser. A netia is always 10, right? Even if it produces a lot, the 10 is still the requirement. V'zakeinu me'ein shalosh. And the older trees, even if they don't produce so much, they still have the kula of always 3, right? That's all you need. it has to produce something, like we said earlier, the three. But even if it doesn't produce as much as the average size of those trees, it's still okay. So the Gemara says, Asachami, but one second, but we have a Tosefta, we have a Brisa that seems to say otherwise. Nitiya shi niris kizakena, a young tree that appears like an old tree that produces a lot. Atanosin lagazakena, you treat it like an old tree. Viatamar Nitiya main eser, and you say Nitiya is always treated, they always need 10? So we have a Stira, and we say it's in the same Brisa. The same Brisa says that a young tree that produces a lot is treated like a young tree or treated like an old tree. Which one is it? So the Gemara says it depends for which halacha. Amar Rabbi Chuna. Mahu me'ein eser, what does it mean that it always needs 10? She'ein netia me'ein shalosh. We're going to add in two words here. Me'ein eser, she'ein netia me'ein kishalosh zekenos she'osos. Me'ein eser, I skipped a word. We add in the following gears. I'll read it again. Mahu me'ein eser, she'netios she'osos kishalosh kizakenos she'osos. Meaning, no matter what, you always need 10, no matter what it produces. So the line that says that the netios always need 10, it's because you always need 10 no matter what they produce. But, since they produce a lot, it's only until Shavuos, not until Rosh Hashanah. So in that way, it's like the old trees. In other words, if you have young trees that produce a lot, they have two chumras. Number one, you still need 10. You always need, if it's netios, you always need 10 lebeisa in order to allow them to be worked the whole beitza. But you also have another chumrah. Because they produce a lot, they must be very vibrant trees that don't need so much water, don't need so much plowing, and therefore you got to stop by Shavuos, just like an old tree. So the Brisa says, it's like an old tree, it's like a young tree. So it depends on what way. It's like a young tree is like a young tree because you always need 10. It's like an old tree in that only until Shavuos. So by the young trees, you got two chumras. You take chumras on both sides. You always need 10, and you only go until Rosh Hashanah. Shelo tomar, let me just read it again so it's clear for all. I think I changed the gears of the previous line. It should be the next line. Ma'o mein eso she'en etia mein shalosh. Yeah, I was getting confused. So this is the first line. We keep the gears that we have. What does it mean? Mein eso she'en etia mein shalosh. What does that mean? That an etia always needs 10. That it's not 3. Here's the line that we switch. Shelo tomar shalosh netios she'en osos kishalosh zakenos she'osos. That's how you read it, right? What does it mean that the shalosh netios that produce a lot are like older trees that produce a lot regarding, as Mara Folda explains it, that you only go to Rosh Hashanah. As we said, two chumras. And now we say, to take out the next three words, ke'eser she'en osos, we have the same thing regarding the older trees, but here we have two kulas. We have two chumras by the netios, and we have two chumras of the following. V'dichvasa, similarly, by unproductive older trees. What did we just speak about? Productive younger trees. So now we're going to talk about unproductive older trees. V'dichvasa shalosh zakenos. We have the similar idea by three zakenos. And now, let's go to the gears of the Mara Folda. The second to last line of the page. Look at the gears of the Mara Folda. Vigar Sinan. Second to last line. Shalosh zakenos she'enan osos. If you have three mature trees that don't produce, kishalosh netios she'enan osos. They're similar to three young trees that don't produce. Meaning what? You have two kulas. You still only need three to be plow the whole base up. But if they don't produce so much, you could go till Rosh Hashanah. You could go till Rosh Hashanah. So by the older trees, you have the two kulas. By the younger trees, you have the two chumras. And therefore, ends the Gemara, Lefam Kain. In order to plow the whole base up, you still need the numbers that we said. Sarach Meimar, Nitiya Mein Eser. The younger trees, you always need 10. And add in three words, Vizakena Mein Shalosh. And you need the older trees, 3. So La Maskana, the younger trees, the older trees. The younger trees, 2 chumras. The older trees, 2 kulas. That's how you read the Gemara. Again, I apologize that way. I switched the girsa one line early. But that is how you understand the Gemara. Good, let's continue. Sadekanim. What if you have a field of reeds? We said there's a special din of a field of trees. What about reeds? They used to use reeds for fences or the like. Nidonis kisade tfua. No, a field of reeds is like treated like a grain field, which is still Pesach. We didn't get to that yet. That's not till Shavuos. Like a field of trees. That's till Pesach, which is earlier. Rabbi Avoh b'shem Rabbi Yosef bar Chananya b'masayim shanu. That's only talking about where you have the 10 reeds in 2 beis sa'ah. That's too little. If it's one beis sa'ah, like we said, if you have 10 growing reeds in a beis sa'ah, then it's just like the netios. Then it's just like the netios, and you can do the whole beis sa'ah all the way until Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah said, young trees are shaped in a row or in an arc, so then you cannot plow the whole base off for them. Let's have the plig al Shmuel. Did this argue on Shmuel? The Shmuel Amar Kabasui and Shura. Shmuel earlier by the first Mishnah said, even if they're in a row, all the way on the side of the field, that's okay. So is Shmuel arguing on this Mishnah? So Mar says, no. There's a difference between this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah. Tamanai de Shemufuzar Bato Besa'ah. Earlier, where they're spread out, ataros on kilu malaya, then you view it as if it fills. Bramhacha kula nesuna b'makam echad, but here they're in one place. What's that chilek? What does that mean? Again, machlokas in the mafarshim, what it means. Well, let's go with the pshat of the Marash Sirlio, the Ras Sirlio. He says, you know what the difference is? Old trees and young trees. Shmuel said his din earlier, even in one line, by the older trees, even if they're in one line of the beis sa'ah, you view it as if they're full. Why? Because they have very wide-spreading wings. So you can view it as if the whole beis sa'ah needs them. Here we're talking about little saplings. So if it's in one line, so that's where you can't do the whole beis sa'ah for them, because it doesn't take up that much space, and therefore you cannot do the whole beis sa'ah for them. Period. Just one more minute. Let's start the next Mishnah. Hanetios vadilu mistarf not whole beis sa'ah. Not only does this special din apply to netio saplings, that 10, you can do the whole beis sa'ah, but even diluin, trees of gourds, right, mitzarif on the toch beisah. And they can be mitzarif. You could have 7 netios and 3 gourds. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, asara delu on the toch beisah, charsha kol beisah, Rosh Hashanah. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, he argues, says, even if it's all gourds. The Tanakhama says it's got to be a mixture of netios and diluin. And even more netios. While Rav Shimon Gamliel says it could be all diluin. It could be all diluin. Ad emas ha-nikra netios, how long is it called a young tree for? What's the cutoff? What makes something old? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Achi Yechulu, until they become desanctified. We'll have to see what that means. The fourth year, the fifth year, the Gemara will talk about it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Bashev Hashanim, 7 years old. Rabbi Akiva Omer Bilan Detia Kishma, 1 year. 1 year old already. After that, it is already old. Or the Rambam says this means that it means as long as people call it young. Kishma, as long as people call it young, then it's young. If not, then it is already old. Let's stop there before the word Elon. And Hashem, we will continue next time.